13. Archbishop Michael Sweet, Archbishop's Palace, City of Cherraith, Kingdom of Chisholm. Michael Stainer looked up from the book in his lap as someone rapped lightly on his chamber door. The morning had been as quiet as only a winter morning could be. He'd stationed himself by his chamber's eastern-facing window in order to take advantage of the morning light for his reading, but it had also let him look out across the snowy Chisholmian landscape. He hadn't been in Cherraith long enough for the novelty of the snow to fade, and he found the graceful, floating descent of the snowflakes endlessly fascinating. Arden, on the other hand, had decided snow was a terrible idea. Fortunately for the cat lizard's peace of mind, his basket was large enough to accommodate a truly luxurious, incredibly soft blanket, a gift from Empress Charlian, in fact, and he was currently burrowed down under it, with only the very tip of his nose exposed. Whoever their visitor was rapped again, a bit more loudly. "Yes," Stainer called, and the door eased open just far enough to admit a human head. The head in question belonged to Father Brian Usher, his personal secretary and most closely trusted aide. "I'm sorry to disturb you, Your Eminence, but Sajan Merlin wonders if he might have a moment of your time." Stainer's snowy eyebrows rose. He sat there for a moment, then slipped a bookmark into the volume in his lap and closed it.
"Of course, Brian. Ask the Sajan to come in, please."
"Certainly, Your Eminence," Usher murmured, and his head disappeared once more. The door opened again, wider, a few seconds later, and Merlin Athrawis stepped through it. Stainer was surprised to see him for several reasons. For one thing, he'd understood Merlin would be remaining in Michaelburg for at least another day or so. For another, he was a little perplexed as to why Merlin might have come to see him in person rather than simply using their comms, since the Sajan's snarks must have told him Stainer was alone in his chamber, which meant no one would have noticed him talking to himself.
"Thank you for seeing me on such short notice, Your Eminence," Merlin said, as Usher closed the door once more behind him.
"You're always welcome," Stainer replied with a smile. "All the same, I must admit I'm a little surprised by your visit."
"I'm sure you are." Merlin smiled back, but then the smile faded. "I've just come from a meeting with Caleb, Charlian, and Narman, though. Well," he corrected himself, "I've just come by way of a bath and a clean uniform."
"What sort of meeting?"
"There have been some unexpected developments in Manchir." Stainer's eyes narrowed as Merlin's voice turned unexpectedly grim. "In fact, one reason I'm here is to ask you to join the three of them to discuss those developments. They wanted to wait until after you'd had breakfast, for several reasons."
"Should I assume the unexpected developments in question are less than happy ones?" Stainer asked quietly.
"I'm afraid so, and frankly, I'm also afraid they're going to have some implications for your own visit."
"I see."
Stainer laid his book aside and started to climb out of his comfortable armchair.
"Just a moment, Your Eminence, please."
The Archbishop's eyebrows rose once more as Merlin gestured for him to remain seated. He settled back, cocking his head to one side.
"Yes," he invited.
"I said that one reason I'd come was to extend their invitation," Merlin said. "I have another one, though, one I really need to discuss with you before I bring the matter to their attention."
"This has something to do with what's happened in Manchir?"
"No, Your Eminence, or not directly, at any rate. It has to do with the discussion you had with Baron Wave Thunder before you departed for Emerald."
"I beg your pardon?"
Stainer blinked, and Merlin gave him an off-center smile. Before you left Telesburg, Your Eminence, you arranged for Father Brian to deliver several cases of documents to the Baron, documents which had been sent to you from Zion by way of Madame Dinis. Stainer stiffened. For a moment, simple surprise and shock held him motionless in his chair, his eyes widening in astonishment. Then his normally gentle face darkened. The eyes which had gone wide narrowed, and his entire body seemed to quiver as a bolt of outrage went through him.
"Merlin!"
he began in a hard, angry voice. "Please, Your Eminence," Merlin said quickly, raising one hand in a pacific gesture. "I have no intention of violating your confidence in any way."
"You already have!"
Stainer was as furious as Merlin had ever seen him.
"I realize the entire Church of God awaiting is only a farce, and not a good one," he said sharply. "But you know perfectly well that I still take my priestly responsibilities seriously. And you obviously also know Madame Dinis came to me under the seal of the confessional."